are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held for each Division III permit application, which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B, and the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for the case to be heard at the public hearing this evening. A staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, a sign-in sheet has been provided at the front of the room. Registration for comment will cease before the public hearing begins. When it is your opportunity to speak, your name will be called. Please proceed to the podium at the front of the room in order to address the Planning Commission. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. What you have are the code revisions that came out of the work session from August the 23rd that the Planning Commission had. What these are is the proposed changes to the special use section of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. These are in sections Appendix E, Section 2, Procedures, and then the Section 4.7, which are nightly rentals. As we go through this, you'll see red with a line strike, and that's either the removed code or verbiage. And green will be the added code or verbiage. So we start just with Appendix E. Your special use permits has a procedure section. If you see down on 2.1, item G, the recommendations were to add a paid Taney County property tax receipt be supplied with the application. Those are a lot easier to get now. You can just go online, print your own off. So that way, at least we know that the property taxes are getting paid, not in the rears for some time period. That was the only change on the procedures part. Down below that's 4.7 nightly rentals. And we'll go through these one by one. Some of them have some changes, some deletions. 4.7.1 is occupancy, which the maximum occupancy, you know, is the two persons per dwelling units plus two persons per bedroom. The item that we removed from the work session was the word shall in May was put in place. So the maximum occupancy may be further limited based upon the capacity of the wastewater treatment system serving the nightly rental or the off-street parking requirements, or the local fire district occupancy limits. And then whichever is lesser was removed. The word may allows the Planning Commission at their discretion to decide if they want to lower the maximum occupancy. 4.7.2 is parking. One off-street parking space shall be provided for each two persons of occupancy in the nightly rental. The green is the added nightly rental occupant vehicles are to be parked on the residence property or in an overflow parking area if available and not on a roadside. Of course, the red is the strikeout. All nightly rentals shall provide one clearly marked and appropriate situated parking space for the handicapped and one such space in each parking area. No more vehicles shall be parked on the property than there are designated off-street parking spaces. Any questions on the reasoning for the additions or the removals? Okay.
Question.
Yes, sir.
Can we go back?
Yep.
Parked on the residence property or an overflow parking area. I see cars in the yard.
Well, it'd have to be a designated overflow parking area. Some of these have, if you remember that Kingsway that's coming through, he's going to have parking areas that are just designated overflow.
They'll have to provide that designated overflow.
They'll have to show where the designated overflow would be. Okay. Yeah. Nope, that's a good point. 4.7.3, solid waste disposal, no change. 4.7.4, lighting, no change. 7.7.5, safety, no change. And then we get to 4.7.6, which is a fire district compliance. Fire district compliance letter shall be submitted from the local fire district with an application for a nightly rental special use permit, ensuring adequate fire suppression and the provision of occupancy limits. That one was removed. Does anybody have any questions on that? 4.7.7 is the fire district inspection. It was removed. It was each nightly rental dwelling unit shall be inspected annually by the fire district unless waived by the local fire district in order to determine whether it meets adequate safety requirements of applicable building codes. Prior to the issuance of a certificate of conformance, owner shall make all necessary alterations to the dwelling unit as required by the fire district official pursuant to the applicable building codes. 4.7.6 was to replace that, and our numbers changed because of the deletion of the ones prior. This one is certificate of compliance. A certificate of compliance, or a CFC, must be issued for each nightly rental special use permit certifying that the structure or use is in compliance with all applicable Taney County Development Guidance Code provisions, including but not limited to compliance with the local Taney County Fire District and all other Planning Commission requirements of the recorded decision of record. So the fire and CFC that was prior is covered in that. It's spelled out. Then before issuing a CFC for each nightly rental special use permit, all requirements in the decision of record must be completed. If the permit is required due to a notice of violation of no special use permit in place or to bring a current nightly rental into compliance voluntarily, the applicant has 120 days from the date of the approval to have the CFC in place or the continued nightly rental shall cease until the CFC is issued. If the special use permit is for a new nightly rental, the CFC must be issued before any nightly rental can begin. Any questions? 4.7.8 was the Taney County Assessor's Office compliance was removed. Compliance letter shall be submitted from the Taney County Assessor's Office prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. That was removed. 4.7.9 was removed. Taney County Collector's Office compliance. A valid merchant's license shall be provided to the Planning Department for each nightly rental property. The merchant's license shall be provided prior to the issuance of certificate of compliance. And then 4.7.7 is the Missouri Department of Revenue compliance, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license, and this is added new, or sales tax ID number, shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. And removed from that 4.7, which was 10, is a no tax due letter from the Missouri Department of Revenue shall be submitted to the Planning Department annually, indicating that the sales taxes have been paid. No questions, we'll move on. This one, the main part was the number change from 4.7.11 to 8. It's the permit posting. And this had the items that were on the posting. The only change was in item F of this one. is the number of off-street parking spaces provided on the property and the maximum number of, and this is added, nightly rental occupants vehicles allowed to be parked on the property. That's what will be on the posting. And no other changes. .7.12 was health department compliance was removed, which required a compliance letter from the health department. That only applied to if it was five separate guest rooms. 4.7.13 was only changed to .9. And the same with the local 24-hour representative. 4.7.14 was changed to 10. We're just keeping the numerical sequence going. Under that local 24-hour representative, you had item A, no change. Item B was the guest and vehicle register, which was item B was removed. So C became B. And then D became C. No other changes on those, just item B was removed. Then item 4.7.15 was changed to 11, which was the required buffering. And it said a buffer shall, and that was removed, and the word may be established. The word established removed, required, so it'll read a buffer may be required between any structure utilized for nightly rental in any existing residential land use meeting the requirements of Appendix H, Section 6, Technical Plans. 4.716 just changed the number to 12. 4.717 was changed to 7.13. 4.718 was changed to 14. It read all nightly rentals shall obtain a special use permit. It's changed, all and shall were removed to read nightly rentals to obtain a special use permit is the header. And it reads the nightly rental of all residential structures. And now this is all added verbiage, not approved for nightly rental with a Division 3 major development permit shall require the issuance of a special use permit. Then 7.719 was only changed to 15, and 7.7.20 was changed to 16. And that was the end of the changes. You guys have any questions, or if anybody signed up to speak at the public hearing, now would be the time.
I think we'll go with the them, and then we can discuss after. Wes?
Yes.
You want to speak?
Well, there's a couple of questions, I guess, that I wouldn't mind asking, if I may.
Yeah.
May I ask who authored this document, this new revised document?
Who authorized it?
No, who authored it? Who is the author of it now?
It was worked through a planning commission meeting on August, not a meeting, but just an open work session that was August 23rd in. The people here were Randy Hayes, Randy Fogel, Doug Fabian, Brad Lawrence, and Steve Adams. They were the members here that worked through the work session. And I did it just like that, and they changed the verbiage how they wanted. So you're looking at the author.
So you're the fellows that authored this, then?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That list I just gave you is the ones that were in the work session.
Okay. Well, a couple of issues, I guess, that I had to ask, and as